What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Megan. Welcome back, guys.
Yay, welcome back to another week. And Meg, how has your week been?
Girl, my week was kind of rough. I got sick out of nowhere. I had a really bad cold and sore throat. I tested negative for COVID, but I was down bad for 2 days this week. Really did not get out of bed. Really got lots and lots of rest. I am on the mend. I'm not 100%, as y'all can probably hear by my voice, but I am on the way there. But you know what? I got lots of time in bed to watch scary movies and stuff. So I didn't have an issue with that. That was actually a good upside to being sick. How was your week?
It was okay. I feel like every time I was in the office this week, it was just dragging. It literally was just okay. Nothing special about it. Ashton had his last game of the season.
Yay!
He enjoys soccer, but he thinks he wants to try baseball. So
okay.
Go off, sir.
Nice.
And yeah, I'm excited to get my Saturday mornings back. At least can sleep in some.
I know, period. Are you gonna sleep in though? You're not really a sleep in kind of gal.
Probably not, because I done got used to getting up. But the difference is I don't have to go anywhere.
You don't have to get up. Yeah. You don't have to do anything. That's true. That's definitely true. Yeah. We take Mason to gymnastics every Saturday, but at least it's not too early. It's not until 11 o'clock. So that's still plenty of time to sleep in and do stuff. And yeah, I was supposed to take her this week, but because I literally woke up about to cough up a lung, and Dallas was like, I'm gonna just take her. And I was like, okay. Because I wasn't going to ask, because he took her last weekend also. So I was not gonna ask, but since he volunteered, I was like, okay, I guess I'll just stay in bed. And so I got to finish.
Shout out to him for
watching
that.
A scary movie this morning. I was very happy, because girl, I was sounding horrible. I was like, am I back fully sick again? You know how it seems like when you're sick overnight, it just all builds up or something. I don't really know. It was just wild. So yeah, this morning I sounded deaf, but hopefully we're past it. Hopefully the worst is over.
For sure.
Yeah, we have an awesome episode for you guys today. We have a guest. We talked to Crystal Victoria. She is an amazing goal setting guru, teacher. She pretty much does it all. And she was very, very lovely to talk to. So yeah, we hope y'all enjoy this conversation with her, because it was very, very nice.
Yeah, we definitely had a blast, and hopefully y'all can get some tips with goal setting. We know all of the goal setting planners. Are they called goal planners?
Goal
setting. The new releases.
There we go.
Are coming. So hopefully you can take these tips in whatever direction you take with your goal planner, and get into the conversation.
Yes, we will be right back at the end of the episode to talk about lots of new releases and just some fun stuff going on. So stay tuned for that. All right, guys. So we are back, and we are here with an amazing guest for you guys today. We are here with Crystal Victoria. Crystal, how are you? And thank you so much for joining us on Planners and Wine.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. A little bit tired. We had our first homecoming ever at my charter network yesterday.
Oh, wow.
It's a long week. First homecoming week I've ever ran, but I'm doing well. I'm excited that it's fall here in Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Finally. I know it is really hot out there.
Is it still really hot? Just less hot than normal?
Yes. It's still in the 90s. So I'm hoping that... It's going to go down soon. I saw some 80s creeping up in the forecast. So I'm looking forward to that going down lower than that. It's been a long
time. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, awesome. Let's go ahead and get to it. So for anybody who might not be familiar with you and your platform, can you kind of just introduce who you are, how you became interested in planning, how you discovered the planning community, that whole story?
Yeah, sure. So I actually got into the planning community after undergrad. So that was back in about 2014. So when I got my first like fancy planner, I had a plum paper planner and just, you know, it snowballed from there, as you guys know, you just get into everything and fall in love with all of the things that are the planner community. So I actually have always been into goal setting. That's something that I've always loved. And I've always loved stationery. So when I learned about the planning community and I started planning and finding goal planners and getting into that, it was super exciting for me. Plus it was a creative outlet. And I started using my planner with like artistic skills and putting drawings and artwork and all that pretty stuff in my planners. So on my platform is Crystal Victoria, that's my Instagram. And I post my planner spreads, but I also use my own progress on my goals that I set as examples for others and to show them how I overcome when I have some setbacks or how I use trackers and tools to kind of push myself to achieve my own goals. And so I am also an educator. I've been an educator for 11 years. I've kind of done it all. I was student teaching in pre-K, and now I'm planning graduations for 12th graders. So really come full circle there. And worked in marketing with schools and education, marketing director for a charter school network. And I try to balance my day job while still working on personal projects, which can be difficult.
Yes.
But that's why I decided to start Crystal Victoria Consulting last year, which is my company that I have goal setting tools and time management tools and on my Etsy shop, but I also do workshops for local workshops and getting into some bigger workshops for conferences and things like that, that help people really with their time management, also with achieving their goals. I call it reaching your end goal because it's seeing your goal to the finish and making sure that you get to that end point instead of getting overwhelmed or frustrated with yourself and forgetting about your goals.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
Yes. Yeah,
that is amazing. And we definitely know the struggle of balancing the work life and the personal project life. It's a constant juggle. For sure. So, Crystal, why would you say people should start setting goals and getting on that foot of goal setting and goal planning?
Well, I would say, I think it's when people hear goals and goal setting, I think it kind of brings on some anxiety and people get a little bit nervous about setting goals. I think that stems from people being very hard on themselves. I think that's part of our culture nowadays. I just started reading a book called Big Potential, and it talks about our culture and how we stress individual achievement and pushing ourselves to achieve more and more and raising that bar for ourselves, especially in the workplace, but in our personal lives as well. And I think that's something that might scare people off from setting goals. But I would say if looking at it in a different lens, goal setting really is making time, prioritizing for yourself to work on the things that are really important to you. So when you do that reflection, you think of the things that you really want to accomplish, you can set goals that are going to make you happier, make you feel like you're living the life that you want to live. And that's what it's really all about. It's not about stressing yourself out, putting too much pressure on yourself, but really working on things that you really want to spend time on. And sometimes might get pushed to the back burner if you don't have that goal written down on paper. So that really helps by putting it down, writing it somewhere, holding yourself accountable to it so that you do prioritize yourself when your day job and everything else in life just starts to take over and gets a little bit overwhelming. So that's definitely why I would say people should get into goal setting. Don't see it as a scary thing. See it more of a way to prioritize yourself.
Yeah, I love that. I really, really love that. Because I think that something that has, you know, personally scared me off from setting goals sometimes is being scared of not accomplishing them, like being scared of failure. And also, I think when people think of goal setting, they think of like big lofty goals, like I want to, you know, make six figures in the next 6 months or something like that. Instead of, you know, small goals, like I want to spend more time with my family. I want to eat healthier, or, you know, I want to be more active or things like that. So, I've kind of tried to reset my mindset about goal setting to give myself more grace and know that they can be very small, attainable, achievable goals, or they can be big, lofty goals if you want them to be like that. And also, if you don't accomplish them in the time that you want to, it's not a big deal. you know, it's just not a big deal. So I think that's really great. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's definitely that the idea that once you set a goal, like that's it, and it has to stay that way. But really, you should build in some periodically build in some time to reflect and make sure that it's still what you want, that you're truly focused on that item, and then also refresh it a little bit. So if it's not working out for you, and instead of moving the goalpost and trying to make the goal easier, I would say it's more of reflecting on the goal itself and seeing, is this really what I want to work on? And if it's not working for you, then how can we make it better? How can we improve it?
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. So what are your tips for people who are new to goal setting and they just want to get started? Like, where do you start? How do you start? Do you start by, you know, consulting somebody who's a professional, or do you just start by picking up a planner, or where would you say people should start?
So I would say they're really the three, I don't want to call them pitfalls. I would say more of like pillars of goal setting, like where you, for beginners, the first one would be to start with some reflection. And there's lots of ways that you can do that. I think that there are some really good tools out there, like the Power Sheets Goal Planner has a good, great prep work section where you can really do some self-reflection and see what you want to work on and do that inner work. If you don't want to do such an like more extensive prep work, even like exercises like the Passion Planner roadmap, they have a roadmap activity in the beginning of the planner. It's only like a 10-minute activity, but it helps you focus over all the things that you're interested in doing. It helps you focus and kind of pick what you want to make that big goal that you're working on. So I would say take some time and reflect. And it doesn't have to be with the planner. It could just be just writing down some notes or journaling and thinking about what you want to achieve. That could be your method. But starting out with that reflection and then making sure that it's attainable in this moment. Sometimes you have a lot going on. You changed careers, you had a new baby or whatever the case may be. And it might not be the right time for a specific goal. You might need to pare it back a little bit and think about what's attainable with the time that you have. And then the biggest tip for a beginner is having something to hold yourself accountable. So even if you don't have a full goal planner, having some kind of tracker or some kind of device that you're using to mark your progress on something as you go through the days or the weeks to make sure that you're working on it consistently. So I think having a tracker and then some kind of tribe, like accountability buddy, is going to help motivate you along the way. Those would be my biggest tips for beginners.
Right. That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. And you know what, for me, like, cause I've tried, you know, multiple different types of goal setting systems, like with Power Sheets, like, you know, besides other issues with Power Sheets, I found it to be extremely overwhelming and just really hard to kind of have to dig that deep. But then with the Passion Planner, with their Passion Roadmap at the beginning, I loved that. I just felt like it was just simple, straightforward, straight to the point. Like, what do I want my life to look like in 3 months? What do I want my life to look like in a year? What do I want it to look like in 5 years? I really do prefer like more like pared down goal systems like that. And I feel like they're just like, it's just an easier way to start to me, just because, you know, it's just simple. Like, what are some small things that you want to accomplish over the next few months or years? And you can kind of go for there. But I do love that there are a lot of different options out there for people who are trying to figure out where to start, to see how deeply they want to go into it. So I think that's great.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And y'all just had me think of a question that's not on here, but I think a lot of people listening will appreciate this question. But what tips would you give someone who have been trying to set goals, like every top of the year, you know, the typical, you know, I want to hit the gym, I want to read 100 books this year, but have not been successful? Like, what will be some of your tips for people who have not been successful with that kind of realm of goal setting?
I think that that's a great question, because I think that's what people first go to. They try to set like those New Year's resolutions, those big goals in the beginning of the year, and then get frustrated with themselves and if they struggle with it. And I think that what I would say for those individuals who've tried that method and it hasn't been successful for them is to what we alluded to before, is breaking it down. So instead of making it such a long-term goal over the course of a year, try thinking of a goal that you would want to accomplish just in the month or even a week and break it down to a smaller time frame. Because I think it is good to have that SMART goal format, having that time-bound component to your goals, but it doesn't need to be such a long period of time because so much can happen in that amount of time.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm a yearly goal planner. So I set up my goals in January and I work on them throughout the year. And sometimes they'll change over the course of time, but I did not start off like that. That was just more of just my personality. And then also working through goals over time that now I feel comfortable doing that, but it's not for everybody. I think that breaking it down and just having those smaller goals and tracking them, celebrating your wins, and then maybe over time, you can try to set some loftier ones that maybe will take a few stages or take a longer period of time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I love what you said about how your goals can change throughout the year. Because I feel like a lot of us feel like once we write it down, especially once we write in, you know, black ink, like we all do for the most part, it is set in stone and it can't change. It can't evolve. Either you accomplish it or you don't. And that's not true. Like things can change. Like you said, life changes throughout the year or throughout the months or throughout the week. So your goals can change and adjust and kind of ebb and flow with however your life is going. They don't have to be so concrete. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I actually, in my planner, and I'm like somebody that talks about goal setting, tries to teach people about goal setting. I have my yearly goals in there and I literally took some washi tape and put my new ones on top.
There we go.
Changes. And at mid-year, I was like, you know what? There's stuff going on in my family that I'm changing roles at work. There's just things that happen. And sometimes you need to just reflect and say, okay, I'm going to try a little bit of a different route. And that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with doing a little refresh once in a while.
I love it. I love it. So at the beginning, when you kind of introduced yourself, you talked a little bit about time saving. What are your best time saving tips and how do you balance everything that you have going on?
So one of my favorite tools, and it's super easy to use, is Stephen Covey's time matrix. And it's four quadrants and it measures urgency and importance. And so Stephen Covey, for anyone who doesn't know him or is familiar with him, he wrote Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, which is a great read. It's great on audiobook. I made my husband listen to it on audiobook. And he has some great strategies in there. And one of them is the time management matrix. So basically you have the four quadrants, you measure things, you put things in those boxes based on if it's urgent and important, non-urgent and not important, and you rank things in that way. And you're able to look at that and see that those things that are not urgent and not important, maybe you, for somebody could be like scrolling through TikTok or binging Netflix. I'm just thinking like common examples, ways that you can take those things or limit those things because they might still bring joy, but limit the amount of time you spend on those things and then prioritize some of those more important things. And that's a great way to kind of look at your time and how you're spending it.
Yeah, that's true. Cause we definitely all spend probably more time than we should just, you know, scrolling on social media or on TikTok. And then, you know, before you know it, it's bedtime and you're like, wait, I had all this stuff that I needed to do. How did I accomplish anything? Like, where did my time go? There. And you were on social media.
With everyone. I think that's just the nature of things.
So true.
I think also another tip with the time management is, and this is something that it sounds very simple and it might be simple for some people, but it also can be challenging. It's setting that aside or that time aside in your planner, marking it off and saying, this is the time I'm going to use on this specific thing. And it does help. It's definitely helped me when I was writing my book or working on specific projects, like blocking out that time and dedicating it. It is sometimes you also can just like ignore it, but it's just, you have to build in that habit of really, really setting that time aside. But that also is a good tip for beginners too.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I feel like writing it down is the first step and, you know, eventually you can do it just little by little.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've had to simply put go walking, or, you know, we're going to do mm-hmm. this event on this day on my calendar, because it's so easy to fill up your time with stuff that isn't as important as yes. well if you don't write it down and say, hey, I'm doing this. Even rest, even if you are like, one of your goals is maybe to get rest, put that in your calendar, block it off, should make it a bit easier.
Yes.
But let's talk planners. Yes. Crystal, do you know, well, what is your current planner lineup? And do you know your 2023 planner lineup?
Ooh, that's a good question. I have, okay, well, let's start with the first one, my current lineup. I use my large passion planner for nice. My like catch-all planner, my main planner. That's where I have fun with my spreads and make them all decorative, but I also have all my trackers in the back. And that's why I like the nice large planner. I know it's mm-hmm. a little big for some people, but have being able to like tape in all my trackers and have all of that in the back, it's really helped me keep everything in one place. And then I also have a very small goal or budget planner. I'm looking over here because I'm like my planner stack. I use the Bloom budget planner. It is awesome. It's so good. It's super cute. And it just helps me keep track of everything. I find it very helpful. And then I have from Oso Paper, Ray, Black-owned company. She has really cute monthly planner, super cute characters. And I love her stickers. Nice. But she has a good monthly planner. And I try to use that for content planning and kind of figure out what I'm going to post on what days. I don't always follow it, but I do like to map. So those would be the three that I'm using right now.
Nice.
As for 2023, I probably will still do a large passion planner. It's just worked for me for several years. I'm very happy with that. And it's big enough that I can try out different trackers or different worksheets and stick them in, insertables in the back. So it's kind of good to try out new things as well. But as far as other planners, I'm not sure. I do like having a work planner. I forgot another planner. There's always so many.
It's so many. It's okay.
I have a brand new daily plum paper that I'm using for work because work is so busy. I have all the to-do lists. And so I use that daily and then I can cross everything out.
Yep.
And I've been really enjoying that so far. But I'm considering looking at other dailies and seeing if there's something that might be a better fit for my work planner for next year. So if you have suggestions for dailies, because I don't often look at dailies. That was the first one I could try. But that's something that I guess is a little flexible for 2023.
Absolutely. Yeah. For dailies, we both have used the EC Daily Duo. We really, really like that planner. And also Moxie Life has a daily planner. It's undated, but it's amazing. It was really the first time I was able to make a daily planner work for me, and it really kind of opened the rabbit hole for me with daily planners. So definitely look at the Moxie Life daily, because then they have like goal setting in there as well. So yeah, those are my two recommendations. Mari, did you have any other recommendations?
No, I'm thinking, because especially if you need more space daily, because Passion Planner has that like page next to it that's like kind of blank. I haven't used it in a while, but yeah, I feel like the Moxie Life one has a little bit more space for that to-do list, so that will be my recommendation. But also, yeah, that will be my recommendation. Do you use what sides do you do in the, not me examining your whole daily?
We need all the information, okay?
What sides of Passion Planner for the daily is that?
So my passion planner is a weekly, but then the daily is the plum paper, and it has It has like a to-do list is maybe like yay big.
Sounds like it might be like an A5.
Not the biggest, because I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So I got the two PPs confused. Okay. But yeah, then in that case, definitely the Moxie Life. Cause yeah, I think the plum paper one doesn't have as much space for that to-do list. Because, you know, I'm a to-do list girl as well. I need the space.
Lots of space. Yep, and I've been meaning to try a Moxie Life planner. So thank you for that recommendation. I'm going to check it out. And they just released some new beautiful covers.
I know. They're so cute. They're so cute. Yeah. Shout out to Moxie Life. And so, kind of fun question. What is your favorite fall drink? Or are you into fall drinks?
Ooh. Let's see. I would say I love matcha. So I would probably go with like a nice matcha latte.
Nice.
Or hot chocolate.
Yes, solid. Both solid.
So fast. we will go through hot chocolate and whipped cream like crazy in the fall.
Okay, same. We just got some pumpkin shaped hot chocolate like bombs, like white hot chocolate bombs from Trader Joe's.
Those are good.
It wasn't that good though. I was very disappointed. Usually those are good, but theirs were really? Not that good. It was kind of disappointing. I think it's because it's white chocolate and not milk chocolate. For some reason, it just wasn't clicking. It was very cool, and you know my daughter loved seeing it melt and stuff, but it left a lot to be desired as far as taste.
We get the little bombs from Target. Those are pretty good.
See, we need to eat those. Yeah, because Trader Joe's, you're just buying it because of the name and the aesthetic.
Another great pack is they have Ghirardelli hot chocolate sampler bags, and you can get them on Amazon. And so we got like this packet of like different flavors. They have like mint, they have the dark chocolate, and those are so good.
Good. I need to check because I know if it's Ghirardelli, it's gonna be really good. You cannot miss with Ghirardelli. Right. But yeah, Crystal, it has been so amazing talking to you today and getting to know you. Where can our audience get in touch with you if they want to get more information, just follow and keep up with you? Where can they find you?
I am most active on Instagram at Crystal Victoria. And I also have my blog, which links to my website about my goal setting consulting business. And that is crystalvictoria.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Yes. I had fun talking to you.
Yes.
It's always a blast.
But yeah, guys, just sit tight and we are going to continue the episode in just a minute.
Hey, Planner World. Thanks so much for supporting Planners and Wine. If you are looking for more amazing content, make sure you head over to our Patreon page. We have exclusive bonus episode, exclusive content, and an amazing community that you cannot find anywhere else. Now is also the perfect time to join because we may or may not be debuting an exclusive Patreon-only spinoff show in the coming weeks. Just letting you know, you ain't here for me. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and check out the link in our show notes and get signed up for our Patreon today. We'll see you over there.
All right, guys. So we are back. Myra, what are your final thoughts for our amazing conversation with Crystal?
Yes, I had a very great time. I love all of the goal setting tips. I am definitely a person that is very much so traditional way of thinking about goals. Like you set your New Year's resolution at the beginning of the year, get frustrated because it doesn't happen in the month, and then don't think about it again. Mm-hmm. So I love the tips that she have gave. I'll probably incorporate those. And yeah, I am ready to get on my goal setting journey.
I am too. And honestly, I feel like we have been talking about goal setting planners and goal setting, like having goal setting gurus on the podcast this month. It's like October's theme must be goal setting or something, but it really has like kind of made me kind of get more into that because I always have kind of steered away from goal setting, but now I'm kind of figuring out that I can make them way more simple, way more manageable. They don't have to be huge, lofty goals, and they can change throughout the year also, and that's totally fine. So I am excited to do a lot more goal setting in the new year. So, you know, we'll keep y'all posted on how all that goes.
Sure.
I was like, oh, not making any promises.
Yeah,
it is mine. I think what I want to use, I think I do want to revisit the Moxie Life companion notebooks. So for any of y'all who aren't familiar with like Moxie Life and their products, they have these little very small like companion notebooks that are split up into quarters. You get four books, one for each quarter of the year, and it basically gives you all of the goal setting system that comes with the Moxie Life planner without the actual planner, literally just the goal setting. So you can use their goal setting system along with any planner system that you're using. You don't have to use the Moxie Life planner in order to benefit from the Moxie Life goal setting system. So I really think I am going to look into that because they're like A5 size. You can literally fit them into the back pocket of whatever planner you're using and take it along with you. So I think that's the direction that I think I might go in.
Yeah, everything's so cute in this release. I still haven't decided, but yep. I know I'm gonna have something goal related in my lineup mm-hmm. for 2023 for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also, oh my gosh. So I think I do want to try the Moxie Life daily again, but guys, it's so crazy how things just always come full circle. If you remember like months and months and months ago, before I ever tried it, my main hang up with it was the price. This is once again, my main hang up with it. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm like, oh, I love this planner, but the price does kind of, especially if you end up, you know, buying for the whole year, which you would need, because they are quarterly, the dailies. Yikes. But I don't know, it might be worth it, because I do love it. I really love the new covers that they have. They're really, really beautiful. I love that the daily is on a regular like spiral coil. So I don't know, it's definitely in the back of my mind. I might utilize that. I'm not 100% sure though, but we'll see. We shall see.
Would you consider the inserts?
I would, but the inserts are $48, I believe, when I looked at there. So it's like literally $10 less than just getting the whole thing.
44, but yeah.
Or something I mean, like that. Yeah. It's not much cheaper. So I feel like if I'm gonna get the inserts and I prefer the spiral, I might as well just get the spiral.
I realized it was quarterly too. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But you gotta pay. Sometimes you gotta pay for luxury, and these are luxurious. The paper is amazing. I absolutely love the layout. It's probably my favorite daily planner layout, because you get plenty of space for your to-do list. I love that it doesn't have the time blocks, because I feel very limited by those in other planners. So I don't know. We will see. I will keep y'all updated on when I make decisions. I have a feeling that when these officially launch, I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna buy it now, ask questions later.
We'll see. I guess we'll see next week what Matt purchases, because once this drops, the release is here.
Yep, that is very true.
Same day. So
very true. Yeah, but I'm excited. So other releases that are going on. So EC just had a planner release in Target. It is a collaboration with Melissa Kobe. She is a Black creator. They had partnered with her before for one of their Black artist collaborations. And so they are basically bringing that back, but it's in the format of a full planner that is available in Target. It is the Focus planner. It's not like the normal EC Life planner, but it looks really, really cute. And those colors are just, it's given. I'm very excited about this planner. It's very cute.
Yeah. I did catch it in my Target and picked it up. I think it'll be a perfect work planner for me. Mm-hmm. I'm in between which two planners I'm gonna use for work, but they both are Black, so
period.
But I do like it. I didn't realize it was a Focus collection, because honestly I don't really, I haven't never really looked into the Focus collection. But I do appreciate that, you know, it's horizontal and it does not have that box. I hate that box. Just take the lines all the way out to the coil.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It does have like a little box. So it's like 3/4 of it. And then a fourth is like boxed off on the EC Life planner horizontal layout.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't. I get why it's there. Like maybe you could do like a Focus for the day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And technically in this planner that's in Target, there's no lines or nothing there. Like there's just a blank space where the box would be. But it's still not a box, because usually that box is like shaded in or something. But I would rather have it blank like that. But I don't plan to like put stickers and all that stuff in a work planner, so it's perfectly fine.
Right. So it just works.
Yeah.
I'm literally on Target's app looking at it right now, because I do think using it as a work planner. Oh, and it's dated too. I don't know why I was thinking that it was undated for some reason. I love that.
Because isn't the Focus collection undated?
Girl, don't give me the line. I really don't know. You know what? I was thinking it was undated because a lot of their planners that they have had in Target in the past have been undated. I don't know if all of them were undated, but I know a lot of them were undated. So it's cool that it's a dated planner in Target. That is a really good option for a work planner. And I honestly have no idea what I'm using for a work planner. Like literally the last couple months, I've kind of combined my work planner and my personal planner like together into one big system. So yeah, I don't know if I want to separate them, if I want to just keep doing what I'm doing. I don't know. I guess time will tell. We'll see. At some point, we'll have an episode where we will lock in our official 2023 lineup. That doesn't mean it's not going to still change.
And that will be the last episode of the season because
it can still change.
I mean, I want to push it to the very brink because I just have no clue. I literally have no clue right now.
That'll be a December episode for sure. Because then we got to wait until like Black Friday and stuff because that could really make some changes depending on who got what type of sale going on. So, that'll definitely be a December episode for sure. Other things that are going on. So, Plum Paper. Now, guys, I don't know for sure if these are new. This is the first time I'm ever seeing anything about them. So I think they're new, but if they're not new, you don't have to tell me that they're not new because I'm saying that I don't know and it's fine that I don't know. But Plum Paper now has custom stickers that you can get. So you can pick like the color scheme of the stickers. You can pick what words you want on the sticker. So if I wanted a sticker that said like record planners and wine or something, I could literally go in and get an entire sheet created through Plum Paper, which is very, very neat.
Kind of. Yeah, I think those are new. I'm pretty sure they said that this is something new that they're doing, but yeah, I do think it's neat and it fits perfectly in your Plum Paper. It's completely on brand because, you know, basically with Plum Paper you're just creating the whole planner from scratch. Basically is everything is customizable, so it's definitely on brand for them. But but yeah, I see you here, they're 30% off until the 13th. That was 2 days ago, girl. Sorry, and y'all go hear this till later. So hopefully if you wanted them you stepped in and got that deal. But yeah, I think it's on brand and pretty cool.
It is very cool. And y'all, I'm like playing with the tool online. You can literally customize every single sticker on here. So you don't have to get one word for like a whole column. You can literally get anything you wanted on the whole sticker sheet. So you can have like a that's kind of crazy that they let you do that.
Yeah. Nice. No very cuss cool. words though.
Huh? No yeah, probably not words. Any cuss words.
I had to learn the hard way. That?
On the podcast.
I don't think I did. I don't even remember what it was. I feel like the cuss word was like shit or something. It wasn't something. Manifest that shit, I think is what I wanted to
put. Oh, okay, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know if it was like bad bitches only or and Plum Paper was like, absolutely not. Didn't they email you?
Oh, yeah, they did.
What did they say?
They just said that can you change the customization because we can't put profanity on it, which is like sure, Jen. And I just wasn't in love with it again. You know, I don't even think I end up using it for too long. Because it was supposed to be
manifest
like a
fit kind of that planner, ish don't hit the same as manifest that shit. You know,
I couldn't
even
use that. I think
you
I had to change
say
it to like,
ish.
No, I had to put it to like manifest it.
Oh, that's
like
white.
IT. Yeah. Mm-mm. And yeah, I just wasn't in love with the planner because I mean, the whole purpose, but it's fine. I still shopped there because I did get something later on. But yeah, that planner was just, it was just.
My thing is, rather than having a blanket rule that no profanity, they can't put any profanity, it should be it like they should look at it like by a case by case basis and like look at the context. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's not a negative context that I don't really see, but I guess I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to get into the weeds of all that.
Yeah.
Some things can be negative to some people and not negative to other people. But I wonder if that applies to like controversial statements, also that may not necessarily have cursing in them. I wonder what they would do about that.
Yeah, I feel like that was in because it seemed like it was just kind of like an automatic email. Like it came from a person, but like maybe like a saved email that they already had.
Oh, it's definitely like a stock email that they have.
Stock email, sure. Yeah. And it has something around there, like nothing like harming people. Like, so they have like, it's not just cuss words, basically. Gotcha. So, but like you said, it still is left up into interpretation to whoever's reviewing it. So, because like, obviously that's not offensive to me, but whoever doing the check-in is offensive to, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, some old lady was like, manifest that, what? Oh hell no. She cussed it too. Oh my gosh, yeah, that's funny. But yeah guys, definitely check out those Bond Paper customized stickers, because those do look really, really cool, and you can get them literally customized as far as color, as far as what each individual sticker says, as long as it's not a curse word. Definitely check that out. Also, EC has dropped their holiday gift guide on their website. So they have a category for best-selling gifts, gifts under 25, office gifts, teacher gifts, family, bundle and save, and then like all their special collections like Star Wars, Hello Kitty, things like that, really making holiday shopping very easy for the planner person in your life. One stop shop. But here's a pro tip. Wait. If you can, wait until Black Friday, because EC usually does like 40% off, 35% off, like everything on Black Friday. But don't be mad at me if you don't get your stuff by Christmas, because I can't speak for shipping. I think you should be good, but I can't guarantee that. But like I said, stuff is like, they do like a huge discount on Black Friday. And that's kind of what I'm waiting for, because I definitely think I want to get some things for 2023 from EC.
Yeah, I just seen, I'm looking at the site now, that Hello Kitty planner is like, remember it was a bundle? Mm-hmm. It's by itself now for $59, which I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Oh, they had it by itself the whole time.
Yeah, I thought it always came in a bundle.
They had me. It. I thought it was in a bundle too, but then I ended up finding it on the website. You just gotta like dig for it. For some reason, it just wasn't popping up. But yeah, you can get it individually, which is cool, because I just think it's so freaking cute. Like, I don't think I'm gonna get it, but it's very, very cute. I need them to do more life planners like that. I really need an EDV life planner like ASAP. I'm not sure who I need to talk to easy to make this happen. Or do I need to like jump in EDV's DMs? Like, girl, what you doing over there? Why you don't have all the way? You got the softbound. Where is the spiral life planner, girl?
Hopefully that is on the way. But yeah, I agree with the Black Friday. If it's for you, like if this is your 2023 planner,
yes,
definitely wait. If this is a gift, buy it now. Like, don't even play around with that. Just find somebody with a coupon. I definitely wouldn't wait till Black Friday for a gift, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's true. Because you just never know. And then obviously a lot of people are going to be shopping on Black Friday. So the more sales they make, the more backed up shipping and stuff gets. So, you know, stay ready. So you don't have to get ready.
Yeah. No fault to like EC or any brand, really. It's just times have changed. Like we're not getting stuff within 2 weeks anymore. So
on Black Friday, we not
on Black Friday, for sure. So if you depending on that for gifts, unless you in the store, don't shop online for Black Friday for people gifts, girl. Stop playing.
Nope. Unless it's like Amazon. You can shop on Amazon on Black Friday, but just pay attention to when they tell you is gonna ship. Pay attention. Yeah, don't be looking crazy to that person trying to explain to them why they give is not there. You don't want to be that person. You don't. So Moxie Life's release is currently going on right now. They have showed a lot of products on their Instagram at the time that we are recording this. I think pretty much everything has been shown. And mm-hmm. by the time y'all hear this, everything will be officially released. And we would love to know what you guys are buying, what you got from OxyLife, because they have so many good options. I'm really, really excited. Like, those markers look so cool. I love that they coordinate with each category like that and literally have the name of the category on the marker so you can never forget which marker goes to what category. Like, they made it extremely simple, like totally idiot proof, which I'm here for.
A little bit. Yeah, that's perfect. I do like the stencil bookmark too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm torn with MoxyLife. I'm really not sure if I'm gonna go physical or digital with them, but I'll have it figured out by the time everything goes live.
Yep, I know you will. I have faith. I just knew once I got my new iPad that I was gonna be a digital girl.
But do you mostly use your iPad for like movies and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yep, just watching stuff on it, shopping or something like that. I don't know. I don't like, even with like, because you can get like the covers for your iPad that feels supposed to feel like paper when you're writing on it. It don't feel like paper enough to me. You know what I'm saying? I can't get with the feeling. It's just too smooth or something. I don't really know what it is, but I just could never get past that in order to digital plan. So I guess I'm just a paper girl for life. I try.
I love that for you. I'll try it again. I just haven't found like a digital thing other than like Notion. I do have mm-hmm. that paper like cover on my iPad. Mm-hmm. And what has helped even more is changing the tip of my Apple Pencil. Mm. So it's that very thin tip. Shout out to Julie, because I'm pretty sure, 1000% sure that she dropped the link and I bought it like I always do. But
I didn't know you could change the tips to like different tips.
Yeah, so it's thinner, because but like I'm very heavy handed and that will irritate me because my letters will like blend into each other with that original tip. But since I have the thinner one, it is a lot easier. But
love that.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We will see. There is so much Go Wild merch that is already becoming available from shops that are officially licensed with Go Wild. And I have been so excited seeing all this cute stuff. Like, I'm about to have so much Go Wild 2023 shit. It's like not even funny. And I'm okay with it. I'm totally okay with that.
Why didn't we have more before?
Okay. We talked about this.
Did we?
Offline.
Oh, okay.
So let's talk about it online. Let's talk about it on the pod. So what we established was that maybe, you know, because this past Go Wild, the date had been moved, what, twice or something like that? At first it was in 2020, and then it was in 2021, then it was finally in 2022. Because of that, I think maybe a lot of shops either, you know, maybe they just weren't 100% secure in it going through in 2022, since it had been changed so much because of the pandemic. We know a lot of shops have closed between 2020 and 2022, so shops that were making more stuff back in the day either slowed down or stopped completely, unfortunately. Because of the pandemic. And also, I don't know if I was as dialed in this time last year. I know I was super pumped and excited about Go Wild, but I don't even think I was just like paying that much attention to like the merch and stuff like I am now, you know? So I don't know. I think it's a combination of reasons why we didn't have that much Go Wild merch before.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I don't know what happened with 2020. I do know. I had a cruise scheduled that same week. So I wasn't even, like you said, dialed into all of the 2020 hype, because I knew I wasn't going. And then, like you said, it probably could be a combination of shops no longer existing. Mm-hmm. You know, shops didn't want to make things and it not happen again. Right. So, yeah. But now that we're like, this is the first Go Wild that we are like dialed in from inception of the dates being released. So maybe that's why. But yeah, they all the stuff looks pretty cute. I'm excited for everything that's coming out.
I am too. The main shops that I'm really excited about. Shout out to our girl at Maria Talia Plans. She has super cute stuff that's already available for pre-sale. The Sticker Party, by the time y'all hear this, their stuff will be available to order. Also, Shan over at the Honeybee Shop, she has some really cute stuff coming out. And obviously, we already know Kristen from Christian Designs is going to have some bomb go out stuff. So those are probably main shops that I'm gonna be shopping with. But if you guys have any suggestions, any of the shops that y'all are aware of has some really dope go out stuff, like, literally let us know, because we are on the prowl for all the things.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I'm just excited for it, excited to get the stuff, excited to do the countdowns and all that stuff.
Me too. And a lot of these shops are doing like countdown stickers and stuff too. So you can literally put it in your planner. 10 days go out, 5 months go out, all that shit. Well, not 5 months, but, you know, probably like 1 month or something. So I'm excited because, girl, I am definitely counting down. It's going to be here before we know it. And that is just so exciting.
Yes.
Yes. Also, guys, make sure y'all head over to the Chrissy Ann Designs website. It is linked in our show notes. We still have our sticker collab that we did with Kristen available. It is so cute. I am so excited about it. And I hope you guys check it out. I know a lot of you guys have already shopped it. A lot of you guys' orders have already shipped. So I am so excited to see y'all with it. So make sure if you get your stickers, like, take a picture, put it on your stories, tag us so we can share them and see how you're using them, because I just cannot wait to see our stickers in you guys' planners. So exciting.
Yes, so exciting and so cool. And don't wait too long, because they are only available at this point until the end of October. So y'all got a few weeks. Get on that.
You got a little bit more time to get them. And if you guys love them and we get a really, really great response, we definitely might end up having them posted permanently on the Chrissy Ann Designs website. But like I said, we just got to wait to see. Right now, they're limited. So definitely buy them up. Get as many sticker sheets as you want. I'm super excited. They're so cute.
Yes, they are. Yeah. I can't wait till y'all get them, and definitely tag us and stuff too. We will love to see them.
Yes, seriously, tag us for real. Tag us and the Planners and Wine page, because sometimes, like, if y'all only tag the Planners and Wine page, sometimes Myra might be the one in our inbox that day, and then I literally don't see them until I see our stories. So tag us too, because I want to see them. I want to make sure, okay? Also, shout out to our patrons. We always have so much fun. We're actually doing our October meetup with our VIP patrons tonight. We are so excited to hang with them. And if you want to be a part of the Patreon community that we have, definitely join us. Head to our website at plannersandwine.com, and you get all the information on our Patreon, all the different tiers and the things that come with those tiers. And our Facebook community is, like, so fun, so legit, like, so drama free, but we always, like, have tea, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's not inner drama, but we always, like, we're talking about what's going on in these planner streets also. So
we have a good time.
It's a good time. Bonus episodes are always lit, always a ton of fun. We do a Facebook Live every single month. We do a live episode with our patrons every single month. And you want to be on our Patreon for next month, because we will have another episode of Shots. Our last episode of Shots for the year is coming out in November. You definitely don't want to miss that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you do not want to miss it. And you get access to all the other shot episodes and bonus episodes. So yeah, it's a perfect time, because, you know, we be taking our Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks here soon. So right now, perfect time to hop on, and you have a lot of stuff to go back. It's a ton of content behind the paywall.
Exactly. Yep. Keep you occupied while we're eating our Thanksgiving dinner and opening our Christmas presents, taking a break. You can still listen to Planners and Wine.
Yes.
Yep. So Myra, so we talked a little bit about some movies that you have been watching on our bonus episode, but we definitely want to make sure we have talked about that a little bit on the regular episode so that everybody can know what you have been watching during this spooky season and your thoughts on these movies. So what are some things that you have watched recently that you want to talk about?
Let me get my my notebook.
Handy dandy notebook.
Handy dandy notebook, because I still haven't taken the time to set up my October journal. So it's just in this notebook. So we already did Nightmare. We already talked about that. Yes. The fact that none of y'all thought that Jack was a colonizer is mind blowing to me. Do better. Nobody thought about that.
In our defense, we thought it, but we didn't put it together and vocalize and verbalize it. Okay. Like, obviously he's a colonizer. We just didn't just put it together. And you were the first. Okay. I will give you that.
But yeah, we did talk about Hocus Pocus a little bit. It was just okay for me. Like, I gave it a 7. It was just okay for me. I definitely enjoyed Nightmare much more, but I could see where the nostalgia of it comes in. It's a very 90s movie. Very 90s movie.
And it's so fun, y'all. Mason is obsessed with Hocus Pocus. I am so excited that she loves it. Hopefully she'll grow up and be my little scary movie buddy, since her daddy is not into them. Hopefully she will be, because she loves Hocus Pocus and I do too. But I'm glad you finally watched it. So now you know why people say, I smell children. You totally get it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense now. Because it just, it was just three heads with that under it. And I'm like,
what?
Okay. But yeah, it was just okay to me. I do want to watch Hocus Pocus 2. I'll probably do that sometime this weekend, just because my girl Cornbread is in it. So I have to watch it.
See, I have a feeling that you might like Hocus Pocus 2 more than the first one.
Yeah, because I don't have that nostalgia attachment to the first one. Yeah.
Now, granted, I do not think that the second one is a better movie, but I can just see it being more enjoyable to, you know, some people. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it more. Because then it's kind of more of like a heartwarming type of story, too. And, you know, even though you're Slytherin, you a big softy on the inside. So I think you'll like it. I think so.
We'll see. I definitely will check it out for sure. I did watch Carrie. And mind you, like, the movies that I'm watching this season is supposed to be movies I haven't seen before. Technically, I've seen Carrie the remake.
But not the original.
And 10 out of 10 for me. Yeah. Still stand Carrie. Carrie was right. Yeah. Period.
Justice for Carrie. Because them kids was horrible to her. Horrible.
Kids, parents. Honestly, I feel like the teachers could have did a little bit more.
Everybody dropped the ball.
Everybody dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, justice for her. I did watch Scream as well. The first one.
Yes.
I liked it. Very murder mystery. I did enjoy it. This is very... 90s kind of, or early 2000s kind of film too.
No, it was made in the 90s. It was made in 96.
Is it late 90s? I feel like it's more of a
like late 90s. So I have a question. Were you surprised, and we don't have to do spoilers, but were you surprised on who the killer was?
I kind of had an idea watching it, but this is also my 2022 brain watching this older movie. So I feel like if I watched it when it came out, I definitely would have been surprised.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like in Scream 2 and Scream 3, who the killer is in those movies is way more like out of left field than what it is in the first one. The first one is definitely the most obvious. Yep. So I'm excited to watch those.
Yeah, I definitely will. Cause yeah, it just feels like I need to watch the other ones too. Of that one in order to fully immerse in that. But yeah, like it, Ghostface, we stand, whatever.
We do.
And the last one was Monsters, Inc., which obviously is a cheat because this is like my 1 millionth time watching that movie because I stand.
Is it a horror movie?
It's a spooky movie because there's monsters there. Oh, and they scream at children.
Oh, okay. I've never seen Monsters, Inc., so
yeah, this is good to know. horrible. Cancel. I believe you have not seen Monsters, Inc. It's not you like finally a Halloween get to say movie. That to me.
You finally yeah. get to say it to me. I finally have not watched something. Yep, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not like built around Halloween in that sense of a Halloween movie, but there are monsters scaring children.
Gotcha. So. Okay, up my alley. I'm with it.
All yeah, right. don't tell watch? Me if you don't like it. I don't want to hear it. I get how you feel now. Like it.
Right, you take it personal when yeah. it's your baby. Like you love this movie, like you gave birth to it. Now that there's no way movie. I'm not gonna like it. I know that I've always heard really positive things about Monsters, Inc. I think I was just older when it came out, so it didn't really like catch my attention. But I'll definitely check that out. I'm sure Mason will like it. But yeah, that is so exciting. Yeah, that's I've been watching some spooky TV series on Peacock. I watched the first season of the Chucky series. Really enjoyed it. It is very, very gory, but it's really, really, really good. And yeah, and I really like it too because it's like the original voice of Chucky. He has been back for all the Chucky sequels and stuff. He's back for this. The original like little boy in the very first Chucky movie that came out in like 1988, I think, Andy, he is back as an adult as Andy. And Chucky calls him. And so it's really cool and nostalgic. And so I really, really enjoyed it. So the second season is airing right now, I think, on USA. So I need to check it out because I'm really into it. I really like it. I'm on board. I didn't think it was going to be good. I thought it was going to be corny because the last couple of Chucky sequels have been kind of
more comedy than anything.
Yep. And it's still funny, but it's not just so goofy, you know. But it was really good. I also watched the first season of One of Us is Lying on Peacock. That is a very, very good series. It's kind of like a murder mystery type of series too. So I'm really excited that that's going to keep continuing and going into a second season. I think their second season is airing out also. It might be on USA also, but I really have no clue what network it's on. So I probably need to find out because I definitely want to keep watching it. I watched Zombieland 1 and 2 for the first time. Really enjoyed those. They were hilarious. I love thinking about like how I would act like in some type of post-apocalyptic world where I had to deal with zombies and stuff because I watched Walking Dead back in the day and I really enjoyed it. So it was fun. It was
I'm just taking myself out.
Like, I don't want to be here for this.
why are we doing this? You know, like I'm just more of a realistic person. Like if there's some type of like zombie thing, we not gonna get it under control in America. Absolutely not.
I don't have to be one of the last six people on Earth. That does not appeal to me at all. Let me go. Yep. I'm not interested. Sorry, but I did really like this series. It's really fun. I also watched Halloween Ends. So that just came out in theaters, but it's also available on streaming on Peacock right now. And I did check that out. I liked it. It was nothing like special or anything, but it's always
pretty gory.
Yeah, it's fairly gory. Yeah, I do like seeing Jamie Lee Curtis because, you know, she was in like the original Halloween from 1978 and she has been in and out of the franchise. So yeah, any Halloween movie with her in it is really, really good. Or at least
That's the mom, right?
Mm-mm. Are you thinking of Jason? I think you're getting mixed up with Jason.
Halloween is Michael.
This
is his sister.
Yes, this is his sister. Yes, absolutely. This is his sister.
I do get Michael and Jason mixed up.
As long as it's a family member, you're pretty good. Because what's with them and these family member things? So weird.
That was the MO of horror movies back then, though.
I know. It was like it's like a secret killer in your family or something. It's always something like that. So yeah, definitely let me know if y'all check out Halloween Ends, or let us know if y'all check out any of these, or if y'all have any good suggestions for Myra to watch before spooky season ends. My suggestions to her have been Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice because they are very like horror light. They're more like comedy horror than like a true horror. Honestly, I wouldn't even really put them in the horror category. It's just more like comedy spooky
season.
Just fun spooky season movies, and I think you'll really enjoy them, so hopefully you watch those.
I'll definitely check it out. You also suggested The Shining, and it sounded like some supernatural stuff, so I said no. So nobody, please don't suggest supernatural stuff, because it's going to be immediately no.
I suggested The Exorcist, and you said immediately what it was. And then you brought up The Shining, and that's when I was like, it kind of got a little bit of supernatural stuff in that also, just not to the extent of The Exorcist, but
my image of The Exorcist is from Scary Movie, and I'm gonna just keep it at that.
Yep, there we go. That is enough.
That's enough of me.
Absolutely insane. Oh my gosh. But yeah, guys, I think that is our episode for this week. One last thing I want to say, rest in peace to Robbie Coltrane, aka Hagrid. I am genuinely sad about this. I mean, if you love the Harry Potter series, you know that Hagrid is truly the heart of the Harry Potter series. And like, you haven't got here yet, but once you're done with the series, you have to go on HBO Max and watch their 25-year anniversary special that they did on the Harry Potter franchise, because he said something in that and he like cried, like the actor who played Hagrid, Robbie Coltrane, and it was just such a moment, and it was just so sweet. And I remember crying watching him cry, talking about how much the series meant to him and stuff. And I'm just devastated. Why Hagrid? Why Lord?
Why Hagrid? He was our friend, literally our friend.
Everybody's friend. And you know what? It was a post on TikTok talking about Hagrid's death. And somebody in the comments, they said, we all love Hagrid so much because a lot of us as kids wish we had a Hagrid to come save us. Girl, that
absolutely
that messed me up. I was like, oh, stop.
Everybody needs a Hagrid in their life.
Everybody needs a Hagrid.
Every child.
Yep. Just, I feel like Hagrid is one of the characters in the Harry Potter series that is just, he was just so good. He was just so good. He was just so pure. And I am just devastated. And honestly, and Robbie Coltrane, the man who played him, he seemed like such a genuinely sweet, amazing man. Because obviously it would take an amazing person to play an amazing character like Hagrid. So rest in peace to him. I am seriously so sad. Every time I watch Harry Potter, I'm going to be so devastated watching it. It was literally just like I felt when the actor who played Snape passed away. I was just like,
what?
Wait, you didn't know that?
No!
I'm very sorry.
It's crying me too.
You know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm trying to look it up now. When did he die? Yeah.
How late am I? I feel like
you about 6 like years late. Candace
found out Theo Beck's dad.
Literally. No, when Stacey Dash found out Theo Beck's dad.
Same person to me.
And it was a full 2 years later. Yeah, he died in 2016.
Oh, no.
Mara, I have a homework assignment for you once we're done. I need you to hop on Wikipedia, literally go through the list of actors and actresses who are involved in the Harry Potter franchise, and a lot of them have died. I'm gonna just tell you that right now. You need to go look it up so you can just so
I'll
we don't have to,
I'm done.
So we don't have to do this. Oh, sorry.
Not the homie Snape.
I know. I know.
I mean, the beauty of all this is that their legacy lives on in these movies forever.
That is what is important. Yes. Like, obviously, we all know that life is not promised. Life is temporary. But the amazing thing about books and movies is the characters live on forever. And that's basically what Robbie Coltrane was talking about in that 25-year anniversary special that made me cry. He was just talking about even when he's gone, Hagrid is still going to always be here. So
Yeah. Oh, shit, is Daniel still alive?
Girl, yes. Double okay, check. the kids is good. You ain't got to worry about the kids.
I just got to make sure. Okay. Okay.
Daniel, okay, Hermione is alive. Ron is good. Yeah, all of them are good. Just the older people that you need to look at. Wait, did you know the first guy who played Dumbledore died?
Oh, it's a different
Dumbledore? Yeah, so it was one Dumbledore, I believe, in the first two movies, and then he passed away, and then it's a different Dumbledore in the rest of them. They look so similar, though.
Yeah, it could have fooled me. I would never know. Yeah.
Yep, the first guy who played Dumbledore died.
Wow. Yeah, the kid's still here. Just had to, you know, check on that.
The kids is all right.
The kids are all right.
My God.
Oh man.
I love when we discover stuff live on the podcast. I feel like the angel of death because I'm always the one who's like telling Dallas when celebrities die.
And that'd be my reaction every time because usually you are the person who tells me that girl, somebody passed away.
My ear be to the streets. But you know what? Honestly, okay, so y'all, when Robbie Coltrane died, Myra is literally the person who told us. She asked us in our group chat, she was like, Hagrid died? And wait, at first I was like, I thought she was talking about in the film series. And I was like, who the hell told Myra that Hagrid dies? Like, what is going on? In like, what? And then I Googled him real quick and I was like, thanks a lot, Myra.
I didn't know. I didn't know because I was actually in the office and somebody was talking about it like in the office. So I'm like, and I couldn't fact check because the signal in my office is so shoddy. So I had to ask. And also I was asking, like, maybe I was late, like, shit, I didn't even know Snape died.
You didn't? You
so it was a genuine question.
You was early. You was early to that. And when I looked it up, the news had literally just broke like 10 or 15 minutes. Like all the news articles was only like 10 or 15 minutes old at that point.
Well,
devastating. Cause I hadn't seen anything on social media yet.
Was so devastated.
He was on it clearly. Yeah. Like he knew before a lot of people knew. But yeah, guys, so rest in peace to Hagrid, Robbie Coltrane. But yeah, that's all we got. Myra, you have, when this episode comes out on the 20th, you have 11 days to finish the Harry Potter series in Hagrid's honor, okay? So I need you to do that.
My wand will be up for Hagrid.
I love it. Ripley, just finish the series by the end of the year. Let's leave this chapter in 2022.
Now, part of me is like, I don't wanna.
Not that we'll never talk about Harry Potter. You have to finish it. You have to finish it. Yes. I know it's hard. Like, I remember going into the movie theaters to see Deathly Hallows Part 2, and I felt like my heart was about to pound, like, jump out of my chest. Like, my nerves were absolutely shot. And this is coming from somebody who never read the book series, so I truly didn't know how it was going to end. And it was a wild feeling. It was really like the anticipation was crazy.
Yeah, that's why I've just been out here. But
I feel you.
Oh, you
gotta do it.
Hagrid.
You owe it to Harry and all them.
Dumbledore. All these people dying. Like, how did y'all deal with this as children?
I mean,
especially Dumbledore.
Disassociation. Not really sure. And at least you brought this up too. Since it was so much time between movies, I had like a good year or two to mourn between him dying and the next film coming out. So I think that definitely kind of lessened the blow. It wasn't as immediate as when you're watching the series like back to back.
I know. Yeah. I just knew he was like going to come back to life or something. And I kept asking Chuck, is he really dead? And Chuck's like, he dead.
But I don't know why. Like you said, you'll see more
I'll
stuff.
I'll find out.
But you know what? That's the great thing about the Fantastic Beasts trilogy or series or whatever. Because you get young Dumbledore, you get Dumbledore back. So even though it doesn't feel like the same Dumbledore, it's still really good movies. And it's nice just hearing the name. Dumbledore, you know? So yeah.
Okay. Enough death.
Enough death. But yeah, that's a game. But that's something you got to look forward to. Once you're done with the Harry Potter series, you can move on to the Fantastic Beasts series. That doesn't make her feel better, guys. But yeah, guys, thank y'all so much for listening. We appreciate y'all so much for tuning in for another episode. Like I said, give us some feedback. Let us know what goal planners you are planning on using into the new year. And also let us know what spooky season movies and TV shows y'all are checking out. Give us some ideas of what else we can watch. Myra, did you have anything else for the people?
No. Yeah, no. Thank y'all so much for listening. Thanks for Crystal so much for hopping on the show with us. And we will see y'all next week.